Moshe Rabbeinu comes with a taina to the Rabbeinu Shalaylon. Says, Loma harayosh, loma zeh shalachtoni. Why did you do evil to the nation? Why did you send me? So the Medrash says, next to last Medrash in the Medrash Rabban, says, what did it mean? What did he say to Hashem? What was the taina? Taina was, he says, that he looked to Sefer Bereishis, he saw the mice in the Dor HaMabul, how they were nidoin, how they were nenash, the mice in the Dor HaFloga, so they were nenash. Over Ha'omaze Ma'osu Shnishtavnu Mikol Deir Shavu. But this doyer, the Bnei Yisrael, what did they do so terrible that they're nishtabid in such an awful way? The Medrash Vayter reckons the whole conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says at the end, Moshe Rabbeinu, lama zeh shalachtoni? What do I have to be part of this entire episode of Oynish and Klayus and Bnei Yisrael? B'yisishon, b'ikshe midas ha'adin lefgoi b'moshe. So Medrash says that the midas ha'adin wanted to destroy Moshe Rabbeinu for tani zechoyz k'neged Rabbeinu Shalaylam z'chejmin of Oynish k'neged the Bnei Yisrael. Kevin shiro ha'kodesh baruch hu sh'bishol Yisrael hu oymer lo'ipogob midas ha'adin. So the midas ha'adin Lamaisa was not Pegeya, because Moshe Rabbeinu was tining for Klai Yisrael. He meant well. Nonetheless, even though he meant L'Shem Shemayim, he meant to be toyin for the sake of Klai Bnei Yisrael, but nonetheless, it was Nenash. He wouldn't see the eventual destruction of the Malchi Canaan. Ruchim Zogt, he spoke, the Lashonis are too stark. But Akoponim, Kipshutai, what happened over here is, it was timing for the cover of Bnei Yisrael. They're in Mitzrayim. They went through a terrible time of Einish, of Shibud. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't hold out, he couldn't withstand, he couldn't tolerate to see the Bnei Yisrael. Such a terrible matzav. That's the Pasha Pshat. And what took place in the Shaka Batari between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The emissaries, Ken Zayin, the Pshat and the Medrash, it's a little more than this. Ramchal writes in Mesilas Yesharim, he's mazbe with the Mishnah Novis. It says Snos Harabonus. He says that a person should despise assuming a position of authority. Snos Harabonus. So he says, "What's pshat? Kol l'shaldover in Harabonus l'masa godom she'al shchem hanoisa isa." Says Harabonus, having a position of authority is a tremendous burden on the shoulder of the one who has to carry that weight. When a person is a yachid, he's a private individual, so he blends in, part of the tzibur, part of the society. He's only responsible for his own shortcomings, his own averus. Once a person assumes the mantle of authority, of some kind of position that he has to run the tzibur, kivar hu nitfas al kol mi shetachas yodai mimshaltoi, then he's going to be mund. He's going to the shortcomings of the tzibur are going to be his responsibility. Because it was his job to monitor the tzibur. he's the Rav, the Rosh Hashiva, the Godel Hador. It's his job, and he's not monitoring the situation appropriately. He's Nitmas. He's the one that the Oynish is placed upon. He should teach the Tzibur the proper Anhogim, Le'ashem Aiseyam, V'imlav V'ashomem V'rashaychem Tziv Amruch HaChomen. And if the Managador, Managat Tzibur, doesn't take his job seriously and firzich with the Tzibur, and oifen with the Tzibur is corrected for their shortcomings, for their faults, for their wrongdoings, then the onus, the responsibility for what goes wrong is on the manik, one who has the rabbonus, the srara. That's taich, stas rabbonus. A person should despise having a position of authority. In Midas Hanava. So I saw Rav Dester brings a Mayotike Medrash in Devarim. The Medrash states, in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Mechiach Odom Acharai Chen Yimso. If a person gives a Musa to somebody else, that they should follow the Rabbeinu Shalom, Chen Yimsa. This individual finds favor and pleasure in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash says, what's this talking about? Omer of Yehuda Ber Psimin, Ma'o Acharai, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki V'yochel Moshe Hechichani, Achi Yisrael, V'chich Yisrael Acharai. The Medrash states that Kiviyocho, Moshe Rabbeinu gives Musa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Klal Yisrael. He also gives Musa to Klal Yisrael Lagabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisru Omar Tem Chatosim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar Loma Hashem Yechra Abcha B'yamecho B'damai Seigo. So you take Medrash Amoya Dikizach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Musa to the Rabbeinu Shaloylam. He rebukes HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the anahoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he treats the Bnei Yisrael. Loma Hashem Yechra Apacha B'yamecha Zok the Medish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechiyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Bnei Yisrael Klap Yikla Yisrael. It's Ken Zayn in the Shtak Oifen. That was the Tviya of Moshe Rabbeinu here in this Medish, in this Pasuk of here in Shemais. He says, Loma Hashem Harayis, why are you Harayis Lomazeh? Why do you treat them evilly? The Pshat being, you're giving Musa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, you sent me as a Shliach to be paid to be Gael the Bnei Yisrael, to Shiva Mitzrayim. And look what's going on. Not only didn't I help them get out of Mitzrayim, but worse than that, their lot became worsened. It became much more difficult. They have to produce the same amount of bricks, and the supplies have been minimized. He's my Chiyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did you do it to them? Medrash state, that's part of the achrayus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad kitei kach, ad heichan dvorim agim, that even to be give musa to my Chiyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the job of the Godel Hador. The emes is, we find in Chazal, that the managador is achroy to give musar to those that he's in contact with. There's a ma'is in the Gemara Shabbos. It's a medrash be'etzim. It's a mishnah be'etzim. It says in the mishnah that the para of Rav Lozer ben Azariah were not on Shabbos in the oifen of Isser. It's going a certain way. Can't be carrying a masa. So it says in the Mishnah that his pora went out with Ritzua ben Karneh, with a ribbon tie between the antlers of the pora. Shlei Baruch HaChachamim. So Gemara says over here in Shabbos, first of all, only had one pora. He was a big gvir. He had thousands. So what does that mean over here? So it brings a braisa, Loi Shaloi Hayisa, Elosha Shechentai. Hayesod. Really, the Purim belonged to his neighbor. His neighbor is Purim. And he wasn't moichen kineged his neighbor, allowing the para to go out on Shabbos in the oifen of Yisr shlokeros nechachomim. So Chazal called this that the para of the great Tana Lozem ben Azar, he went out on Shabbos uirutzu ben Karmel shtel zich for Chazal pin the Isser of the Chilul Shabbos of his neighbor on the Managador, who had a neighbor next door, he wasn't Michaba, and then Mele, the Purim went out in Oifen of Isser. The more is Mamshech over here. Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviva, Masa, Bakul, the Sedamoyed, Mikom Yishev, Shalimchais, the Anshei Beisai, V'loi Micha, Nitfaz al Anshei Beisai, V'Anshei Iroi, Nitfaz al Anshei Iroi, whoever you come in contact with, Chazal say, if it's biyodei limchais, if you have the ability to protest against the wrongdoing of your household members, of your city, of the citizens of your city you live in, of the whole welt, if you're in that matzav, if you're the godel hador, and you're not moicha, so then vira veirom is pinned on you. Vos heisot Rashi, b'chol amkuloi, b'chol Yisrael, b'melech v'nosim, she'ev shaloi limchois, she'yireyim miponav, u'mikaymim devoruv. If you're an individual, Rashi says, that people have awe for you, they respect you tremendously, and they would listen to you, and you don't impose upon them the proper way to live their lives, so in Chazal, their aveira that they're doing wrong becomes your aveira. Nitvas al kol oilam kule. If you're the man of Gador and you could better the world, it's your aveira. If you're the man of a shtot and you could better it and you don't, then their aveiras are your aveiras. If you're the manig in your bias and you could correct the conduct of your household and you don't, then it's your aveira. So let's think for a minute. Rav Ben Azariah was the godel hador. His next door neighbor, Gemara says, was a woman, was a lady. Mistoma, she had tremendous respect for Rav Ben Azariah. Tremendous respect. Lived next to the godel hador, next to Rabbi Yoshev, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Can imagine that there are cheres people had lived next to a godel hador, and yet this neighbor had the ha'oza to mechal Shabbos midrabonon, letting a poor god on Shabbos with the Ritzul ben Karmel. What's the pshat? What happened over there? Teretz says he didn't impose his will sufficiently upon his neighbor. She wasn't yore miponov. It's hard to imagine. He didn't say to his neighbor, he didn't say, Rebbetzin, Stoma, you realize that for your partagon Shabbos with the Ritzua, it's possible Chazal don't like it. I'm sure he said it to her. He mentioned it to her in the Egel Oifin. She wasn't Gairusin. She wasn't Yorei Mipona Vaistais, and therefore he was incapable of imposing his will upon his neighbor, and therefore Chazal pin, they place the blame for the Issa de Rabbonon that she was over on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Moiv Rabbi Yisai, in the yeshiva, many things are done wrong. I don't know all of them, but the list mistoma, hope it's not too big, but there's a list. Bochum walk in the dormitory at night, not wearing tzitzis l'moshul. It's nighttime. Tzitzis, nighttime. L'maisa, it's machlekes v'shoinim. V'begen yom chayv v'layla. So a bochum walks at night in the dormitory, or outside, not wearing tzitzis. A bocher goes and takes a shower. He's in the building, roof on his head. No yarmulke. No yarmulke. A ben Torah, a yid, walks in the building, a yarmulke. He's over the bechachomim. It's a drabona. I'm sure there are many more things that go on, which I prefer not to know about, that go on in the dorm, outside the dorm, in the yeshiva gufam. Mamish isurei dirabonon, maybe hopefully not isurei teirong, hanhogis that are corrupt. And those bachrim that conduct themselves in this fashion, they'll be nidva for their hanhogis. Person is not mekayim mishita, sveke deraisa lechumran, he'll be nidva. He's going to be punished for being over the din of sveke deraisa lechumran. A bocher doesn't wear a yarmulke going for a shower, he'll be nidva lachamei v'yesrim, he's over the rechachomim. Don't think that you won't be nidva. It's a famous maaseh with the goyim. Kaifa came to the goyim, had a bunch of kashas for him, goyim's miyash of them, and one of them was a shayla, if he'll be nidva on every din derabonon that he's over, because he's way over the top on Isurim, he's doing chayve krisus, to make a bracha on a cup of water. Big deal. The goyim told him, you're going to be nidva for every isur derabonon that you're being over, even though your matzav now is a matzav of being over chayvei krisus, chayvei mises bezin, b'chulu, you'll be nidva lachamei v'esrim on every single isur derabonon that you're over. Nothing escapes the tefillah of Bezin Shemailu. So the bochru does incorrect things in yeshiva shouldn't think he'll get away with it. He'll be nidva. He'll be nenash chok chas v'shalom. But the shayla, the bigger shayla. Shayla is, how could a bocher in your yeshiva, in our yeshiva, do such things? How could it be a bocher in yeshiva teres chayim is over divrei chachamim? A bocher in yeshiva teres chayim is not matvid on a sveke deraisa lachumra. How could that be? And the answer is that the onus of responsibility is ours. If a bocher in yeshiva teres chayim ki b'yoyver divrei chachamim, if it ki b'yoyver the din is sveke deraisa lachumra, it's our fault. Because Dr. Rashi Masechta Shabbos, if the bocher had enough awe, had enough concern not to do something wrong, knowing that his chaverim are watching him, and they know he's doing something wrong, and he's not concerned, it doesn't bother him, does chaverim see him doing something wrong? If it doesn't bother him, the terrorist doesn't care about what his chavra says. Doesn't concern him if a Rebbe knows about it. I stand sometimes in the Beis Medrash, getting a sefer from the shelf, I hear conversations amongst bocherim. In the Beis Medrash, bothers me. Bocherim on the phone sometimes, I hear conversations, the language used, the intensity of conversation, they talk, how bocherim can talk to his parents, the chutzpah that is spoken about in such a loud tone, if you walk by and you're hard of hearing, you can hear the bocher talking to his parents in the oifen of chutzpah. And the bocher doesn't care. It's a taina on us. We are the ones that have to answer as well. How could it be in our yeshiva that bocherim know, that others know of their wrongdoings, and yet they do it anyway? If you're in front of Rabbi Yoshev and you did something wrong, you would cringe from embarrassment that the Godel Ador is watching you being over in Issa Drabonon. So how is it that a Bochur in Yeshiva Teres Chaim could do something wrong and other Bochurim watch him and know about it and the Bochur doesn't cringe from embarrassment? It's our fault. If we be bigger B'nai Torah, we ourselves be more makbid on in Yonei Ava B'Yiros Hashem, then other Bochur would say, I can't have the chutzpah in front of this Bochur to be over Divrei Chachamim, to be over Sfeikah D'Oraisa L'Chumra. I can't do it. I'm embarrassed. I need to find a hole to crawl into and not be embarrassed in front of my chaverim to do what I know they know is wrong. So although they'll be Nidva L'Yosel Lavoi, we're also going to be Nidva L'Yosel Lavoi. If a fellow Bochur Yeshiva is unembarrassed, then we're Nidva as well. But when Azariah told the Amona next to him, don't let your potter go out on Shavuos Mitzvah Ben Karmel, and she wasn't gairus him, is by stois the yiras ha'oinish that he should be able to convey to her was lacking for some reason. So his potter went out on Shabbos, Chazal say. So the question may linger in our minds, think to ourselves, that sometimes, so Bochur poshes an oismarf. That's how he is. There are some Bochur you can deal with. They're malleable. They're flexible. You can work with them. You can bend them a little. Other Bochurim, they're just totally the mufka. It's not sheikh. They're impossible. Steht noch mit der Nossen. Ein Möwe dicke Sach. Says the Mishnah, wenn mir der Tamid im Harbei, so am Achleik ist Besham Besila, she Besham Oimrim, a Yishan Odom el Amish, u Chochem v'yona v'n Oves v'yosh, a whole settle of Mailis, like Besham, this is the person you want to be for, to have for a Talmud. There's no exception. Lechol Odom Yeshane. We should teach everybody Zot Beisilel. Shahar Beit Poishim Hoy Behem BeYisrael. There are a lot of Yid now are Poishim. A Peisheya is someone who knows what he's doing is wrong and he doesn't even care. He's a Peisheya. He's neglectful of his chiyuvim klapi the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's a Peisheya. Harbei Poishim hoi behem be Yisrael. V'niskar v'letalmet Torah. And they were brought near, brought close to Talmet Torah. Someone grabbed them and said, come, learn a Rashi with me. Come to davening on time. Come to Seder for a few minutes. Chazal, they were Yidden that were Poishim. What we would call nowadays Bochrim that you can't work with. They don't care. Seder, Davni, or Shemayim. I don't care about it. I'm not interested. I'm in Yeshiva because my parents forced me to come here. I'm here to have a good time. I want to fool around. I want to sleep in by Shacharis. I don't care about the whole program over here. You can throw it in the garbage. Poishim. Zog Chazal. Zog Beisilel. Lechol Odom Yeshane. V'niskar v'letalmet Torah. They were brought close to Talmet Torah. And not only were they brought to Talmet Torah, and they were made ois poishim. They were made into tzaddikim, chassidim, uksheirim. From these poishim, that somebody was mikarev, that made them feel good, that brought them a little closer, they became tzaddikim, chassidim, uksheirim. It's a mafush of Gemara Bamesin. Mabrochis, very well known Gemara, Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel was a makpid. Are you coming to Beis Hamedrash of Rabbi Gamliel? Unless it's a Talmud that's Toicha Kiboroi. If it's inside and his outside don't match, Biyar Zokta Marshon. He learns, but he lacks Yirah Shemayim. He's a Bocher that can go to Shir, and the same Bocher lacks Yirah Shemayim, and he can run around at night doing things we don't want to talk about. It's felt in Yirah Shemayim. Are you called Beis HaMedrash? And they removed him. They're Mavat L'Shita. And that day the Gemara says, Hu Yoimo Yitoyisu Kamasav Solik. That day, many benches were added to the Beis HaMedrash. How many? 2 days. 400 Savsolim. One says 700 Savsolim. I don't know how many people were by a bench. Let's say it's 5 by a bench. So 400 times 5. 700 times 5. It's a lot more tamidim. Gamliel had chlis adas chalila manati teremi Yisrael. So shonon chaloim, don't worry. What you did was not wrong. The Mora says v'loi hi. Really, what he did was wrong. And the chaloim was given to him just lefayez daite, to make him feel good. But he was wrong. Even a Talmud that's not toichei kibore, even somebody that is inside, is corrupt. It's filthy. He has machshavis that are machshavis keneged the Torah. He doesn't want to learn. He's a pesheya. But we, in the yeshiva, have an achrayis that we have a chaver that we know that if we're kind to him, if we're mechazik him a little, doesn't come to davening, he doesn't know what it means to be in the Beis Medrash at 7:30 for davening, 8 o'clock, 8:30. But you say to him, listen, Tatala, come once. Come David one time. He comes like the night seder, he leaves early. Say to him, one time stay the whole night seder. V'chula v'chula, don't ditch the musravad, the Rebbe gives, it's really geschmack. Come once. Don't ditch the musravad, don't ditch the shmuzim. Come once. Zon chazal, v'rahare poishim zok be'silel, that became tzadikim, v'chasidim u'ksherim. We have an achrayis as a tzibur that although those who misbehave in the yeshiva certainly are wrong and certainly they will be nidva for their wrongdoings, but we as well are going to be judged for our shortcomings because we didn't take the time out that there was a bocher in distress. We saw he wasn't learning. He wasn't davening. And we ignored him. Who cares? He doesn't care, so I don't care. Zot Beisilel, L'chol Odom Yishanem, everybody must learn Torah. And it may be just a little bit of the rechizuk here or there that you give to another bocher. But eventually, Hamo'er Sheba, the little light of Torah, B'marzin L'mutav. So we should realize our achrayis. Take a friend, a roommate, someone this year that's not doing so well. Be a makar of him. Teach him a Rashi. One Rashi. Teach him a Tesis. And you never know, for that one Pesheya can vaksois to be a tzaddik, a chosid.